Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Several communities around Boston appear close to joining the city in requiring people be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter many indoor spaces. Some local officials say it's important to have consistent rules throughout the region. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports these potential restrictions come as the highly contagious Omicron variant emerges as the dominant strain of the coronavirus in Massachusetts.
Brookline and Somerville are among the cities and towns holding meetings tonight to consider mandating proof of vaccination to eat in a restaurant, hit the gym, or visit an indoor theater or sports arena. Somerville Mayor Joe Curtatone explained the reasoning this morning.
I am as done with COVID personally. We all are. But it is not done with us. We can either control the virus or it will control us.
Other communities mulling new vaccine requirements include Cambridge, Arlington, Medford, and Salem. Details may vary, but Boston offered a model this week. Mayor Michelle Wu says people 12 and older must show proof of at least one shot to enter many venues starting January 15th. They must be fully vaccinated by February 15th. Children 5 to 11 have a few more months. Massachusetts Restaurant Association President Bob Luz says he understands the health concerns, but he worries about the health of small businesses. They may be forced to turn away some customers.
We believe businesses should be able to make their own decision, and some have already. Many kept masking in place. They never took it away. Some have imposed their own vaccination mandate as well.
Other restaurateurs say they're glad to have a difficult decision taken out of their hands and to know their peers will play by the same rules. Katrina Jazayeri owns Juliet in Somerville and Peregrine in Boston. She's optimistic vaccine mandates could be good for business. She says some diners tell her they'd feel better knowing everyone in the restaurant is vaccinated.
They would be more willing to come out if they knew there was some sort of check. But because currently you don't know the vaccination status of the people dining next to you, that's still a bigger risk than some folks want to take.
And for people who bristle at mandates, there are still many cities and towns without them, at least for now. Amy Peterson is a spokeswoman for the city of Worcester.
We do have a citywide mask mandate for all indoor businesses, but at this time, there will not be implementing a vaccine passport similar to what Boston's doing.
Still, the pandemic can prompt swift policy changes. At Thanksgiving, few people had heard of Omicron. Now it accounts for roughly three-quarters of new cases in the U.S. and is the dominant strain in Massachusetts. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.